All right, that's on now. Good morning, everyone. I suppose I'll primarily be addressing the ones in the front row over here, or the kids. Although I do pray that what's said this morning will be practical to everyone here. Hopefully the children in particular will be able to hold on to something that's said and be able to use it in their lives. So I don't know a lot of the people here because we're from quite a few hours away. But my name is David Gorgas. These are my boys Avery and Asa and my daughter Cassidy. I know that some of you have been playing with them. And so I won't know most of your names if I need to call on anybody for help. I'll have to ask you your name as well. So before we get started, let's ask the Lord for his help. We're going to pray. Our God and Father, we give thanks for the time that we could be here this morning. We give thanks for such a wonderful week we could have here at camp, for the wonderful Christian fellowship we could have, all the Sunday school classes, the lessons, and give thanks that many of the children were able to memorize verses and get some prizes. Thank you for all the time that we could have the question and answer meetings as well and the addresses. And we pray that after all this time here at the camp that we would be able to go home now and think back on the verses that we read, verses that we memorized, the answers to the questions that we learned. We pray that we would be able to review them and that we would continue to live our lives in a way that's pleasing to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We give thanks for that perfect work that was done on the cross to pay for our sins. And we just ask for help in going through this Sunday school lesson this morning now. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so just so I can get to know a few people, since we can't sing this morning, and that's something I really enjoy doing, somebody raise a hand and let me know a Sunday school song that you like to sing, but we can't sing it. What song do you like? What's it? Oh, you're Wide, Wide is the Ocean. Your name is Julia, is that what you said? Okay, nice to meet you. How about anybody else? Does anybody else have a particular song they enjoy? Yes. The books of the Bible. That's a good one to know as well. And I think that was maybe a couple nights ago or yesterday morning that I think it was Bernie that mentioned that song still goes through his head. And that's a very good song to learn. And I could tell you that ever since I first learned that song, I don't know how old I was, perhaps 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I don't know. But ever since then, any time that I hear these books of the Bible, in particular the other day, the book of Micah was mentioned. Sometimes that's a little bit hard to find, and as soon as I hear the book of Micah, then yep, I start singing that song in my head, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, and I just start looking for those books. Good to learn that song. So what I'd like to talk about this morning to everyone here is something that's been talked about several times already this week and even some verses that were talked about already. And I can't remember if it was how many children were there for the meeting that Manuel Adames had talking about Daniel. Did you guys hear about the book of Daniel? Did anybody over here remember that? How about anybody out here? You guys read the book or went through Daniel, or not the whole book, but just that first chapter in particular. We went over the first chapter of Daniel. And that stuck out to me. And something that came up several times this week in maybe more in the question and answer meetings, was talking about filling our lives with Christ. And I wanted to have an object lesson to follow up such a great one about all the farm stuff we learned about the other day. But I didn't get quite as complicated as that. I looked around, and this was as creative as I could get right here. There's not much in there. It's just rocks and sand. And there's a Sunday school song that we sing. The wise man built his house on what? The rock. The wise man built his house on the rock. And the foolish man built his house on, somebody raised their hand. Yes. The sand, absolutely. So that's what we have here. We have some rocks and sand. And won't be exactly talking about building, but I thought of using these two bags here as examples of people. So here's a person right here. And here's another person. This one has a bunch of sand in it. And this one at the moment only has a little bit of sand in it. And I thought of this in reference to Daniel. So let's read one verse, not in Daniel first. We're going to go to Philippians chapter 1. And verse 11, it says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness. So we want to fill our lives with fruits of righteousness. We want to fill our lives with things that are pleasing to the Lord. Things that we can read about in the Bible. Instructions that we can find to us that are good to do. And I hope that I want to try to get this down to be a simple lesson. This is something that I enjoyed this week for myself, to be valuable for myself. But I hope that at least a few kids in particular keep this picture in mind of these bags of sand, and maybe in another year or so you can come back to it in your mind and you'll think of it. Somebody used an analogy, somebody used a picture like this for me when I was in elementary school. My elementary school principal, when I was in some grade, used a comparison, a picture like this, and it really stuck in my mind. And so hopefully you guys can think of that, think of this and hold on to it. So here is a bag of sand. Was sand a good or a bad thing in the Bible there, in that song? Bad, yeah, you're right. So this is somebody that has filled their life with bad things. And sometimes as a kid, as a young child, you may not feel like you're totally in control of your life. You kind of just follow your parents. You go to Sunday school with your parents. But there still are decisions that you can make as a kid. You can choose to memorize verses. You can choose to give thanks for your food. You can choose to pray before you go to bed. Maybe you pray with your parents anyway. But still, you can choose to sing Sunday school songs, or you can choose to sing maybe nursery rhymes. Not that necessarily nursery rhymes or other songs are bad, but what we should fill ourselves with is Christ. So this is somebody that made the decisions to always do the wrong thing, things that are wasteful, things that Jesus does not particularly like. And this is somebody that's going to do some other stuff. We're going to go to the book of Daniel now. I think I'll just use my phone for a Bible to make things a little simpler for myself. Okay, so the other day we learned that in the book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar wanted to raise up children here's some children here. And Nebuchadnezzar, we learned, was a picture of Satan. That's something that even as children right here, your age, have to watch out for. Kira, how old are you? Was that five? Oh, you're four. Well, you'll be five next, right? Okay, that's what I thought. So young children, even like a five-year-old, a four-year-old, even three-year-old, Satan wants to take a hold of and pull them into his work. And we learned that in the book of Daniel there, in the first chapter, that's what King Nebuchadnezzar was doing. He took children that were, they looked nice, there was no blemish, they were well favored, they were skillful in all wisdom. These were smart kids. Are you some smart kids over here? Does anybody like to learn? Does anybody know how to read? Good. Reading's a good thing to learn how to do. Nebuchadnezzar was looking for these smart, good-looking children, and to understand science, even, it says, and ability in them to stand in the king's palace. He wanted to raise up these children, just like you did here. He wanted to raise them up to serve him, and that's what Satan wants to do. If we don't fill our lives with Christ, if we just fill our lives with sand like this, if there's nothing Christ-like in it, then Satan will seek to grab a hold of you. He wants you to serve him. It's a bit of a scary thing. So what we can do is, that's where these ones come into play. These are rocks. And so the rocks are going to represent things that we do for Jesus. Can anybody think of anything that we can do for Jesus? Avery. We could share. That's a good idea. Because it's not nice to just hoard things for yourselves. It's not nice to, I don't think we saw Jesus doing that here, right? We didn't see Jesus just holding things for himself. No, he was always going out and sharing the knowledge that he had, sharing the healing that he had. So that's a good thing that we can do, is we can share. What else can we do? You got your hand up? What was that? Pray? Yeah, we can pray. The Lord wants to hear us pray. He wants to hear us talk to him every day. And we're going to read in Daniel that's what Daniel did. He prayed to the Lord. It in particular mentions three times a day. One thing that I liked in this story of Daniel chapter 1, it says that Daniel was among these children that Nebuchadnezzar wanted to raise up. And so were a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And it says that Daniel purposed in his heart to not participate in what the king had. So let's just pretend that this bag right here is Daniel, and this is Daniel purposing in his heart. This is the biggest rock I have in there. So here's Daniel, a real big purpose in his heart. He's going to stick it in there. Can you see that? The bag's real sandy now because I had it filled with sand. But can you see that rock in there? Okay, that stands out pretty good. We'll put some more rocks in there to represent us filling up our lives for Christ, as Daniel wanted to fill up his life for the Lord. So it says that Daniel didn't participate in the eating the king's meat. And it says God gave them a few things, talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God gave them knowledge, skill in all learning and wisdom. And it said that God gave Daniel the ability to understand visions and dreams. So let's add a little more rocks in here. We're going to say that here's the things that God was giving Daniel when he was giving him this knowledge, the ability to interpret dreams only through God, and Daniel praying three times a day, one, two, Daniel would pray three more times. What's in this bag? Can you see? Rocks. Right. And you can see that there's rocks in this bag because Daniel had a purpose in his heart to fill his life up for the Lord, to serve the Lord. Throw a few more rocks in there. Daniel kept on praying. Now, we know that in this same book of Daniel, you guys remember reading about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? What happened to them? Does anybody remember? Avery? They went in a fire, right? Do you know why? Did they want to go in the fire? Did they fall? Asa? Yeah, the king threw him into the fire. That's a pretty sad thing. Do you know why he threw him into the fire? Yeah. And the king looked at them, and all he could see was these rocks. He didn't see them bowing down to the idol that he had made. So it says in Daniel chapter 3 and verse 11 that those that didn't bow down to this idol were going to be cast into the fiery furnace. And that's what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they said, when they were told to bow down, they were given another chance to bow down. And they said, our God who we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Wow, that's a pretty bold thing to say. I'd be really scared about getting thrown into the fiery furnace. But you know what they said? They said, the equivalent of us saying, Jesus is our rock. There's more rocks to put in there. They can rely on God for help. They could, rather than just dumping in wasteful sand to build our lives on, they said, no, God's going to help us, and we're going to rely on God. And there's a few more rocks in there to represent stronger building on Jesus. So what happened next? They were thrown into the fire, and we do know that they weren't killed, right? They were saved in that fire. Something else I thought of when we're looking at these two bags here. Let's take these little rocks here. Does anybody know a verse? Any verse in the Bible? Raise your hand if you could tell me any verse in the Bible. Zacchaeus? There's got to be more to the verse than that. All right. Yes, Lemuel. That's right. All right. Now, why don't you take one of these little rocks, little tiny rocks in there, and let's just say this person here said, I'm going to do something for Jesus today. I'm going to say a verse. So there's one little thing. Stick that in the bag. Good. That's one verse. You know a verse too? Man. I don't know how everybody else puts that thing on, but apparently I'm doing it wrong. All right. What verse do you have that you could say? Excuse me. Good. How about you take one little rock and stick it in that bag? That's good. So, let's just pretend that this person here decides that they're going to just do a little bit for Jesus. And they're going to say a verse every now and then. They're going to go to Sunday school because they were told to. Their parents bring them to Sunday school. But they don't really want to. See, that's a thing that you kids have to learn to do, and even older ones have to learn to do, is to do some of these things on your own, to try to read the Bible on your own. And even reading the Bible can be a little bit hard, right? Not everybody knows how to read, and even when you do know how to read, it might seem a little complicated. But you know what you can do as kids? You can ask your parents to read the Bible. Does anybody like it when their parents read them stories? Yeah? Good. You can ask your parents to read you stories from the Bible. And sometimes we read stories at home that aren't from the Bible. But we can, as children, ask our parents sometimes, say, hey, can you read me something from the Bible? Or can you teach me something from the Bible? And even as young people, you can do the same. You can, maybe you're not asking somebody to read to you, but you can ask somebody for help. And so let's just say this is somebody that's not serious. And just once in a while, they put in little rocks, they read a verse, and then they say, well, maybe I'll pray before I go to bed tonight, and then throw in another one. And my parents asked me to read this morning, so I'll throw in another one. These are little stones. These are things that are for Christ, but you're not really meaningful. You're not really trying. You don't really want to do it. And we can put in these little verses that we say now and then at Sunday school, sometimes pray once a day. Okay, what do you guys see in this bag? And where are the rocks? Yeah, they're in the bag. Hey, can you pull out a rock? You get one? You got one, good. It took a little bit of digging around in there. It's not too easy to get a rock out of that bag, right? Okay, how about Daniel, who was praying three times a day and really purposed in his heart to serve the Lord and to do things that were pleasing to the Lord? What do we see in this bag? Yeah, there's a little sand in there. That was primarily to keep the rocks from going through the bottom, though. Here, can you pull a rock out of here? Perfect. It was easy to get a rock out of there because this one's full of things that were done for Christ. This is what Daniel purposed in his heart to do, was to fill up his life with things for Christ. And that's something that we all have to work on. This was, let me see if, just thinking about when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace. They had all these thoughts of God in their lives. So when they were told, there's something very dangerous and something very serious about to happen. They didn't have to like go scrambling through this bag, and they're like, oh, what are we gonna do? Let's pull up an idea here. And they're digging around in the sand, and they're like, here's something from God to help us out. No, that's not what they did. They had a whole bag full of rocks like this. They had built their lives on the Lord, their God, and they had an answer right away. To answer the ones that told them they're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. They told them right away, they said, you could throw us into that fiery furnace, but God will save us. They had an answer ready to go right there. They had all these rocks, all these verses that they had taken in, all the times that they read the Bible, or speaking more of ourselves in that case, all the times that we can read the Bible, all the times that we can go to a conference, all the times that we could talk about something spiritual with our friends. The more of that we fill up our lives with, the easier it is going to be to pull something out that's profitable. So let's see if we could find anything else down here. So later on in Daniel chapter 5, there was a king that knew that Daniel was wise, and he wanted something interpreted. He wanted a writing read to him. And he offered to give Daniel clothes and a gold chain and a high place of ruling if he was able to successfully answer this question. So we could think of those items, like a gold chain. Is that something that Jesus wants us to have? Is that something that betters our life for Jesus? Or like spending everything we have on caring about our clothes? Okay, to look a little bit nice. But we don't want to spend everything that we have on clothes or trying to look good. Or it says here, a high place of ruling. Daniel didn't need to be high up. All of those things are just like dumping more sand into the bag. It may not be too bad. If Daniel were to put his gold chain, add that in here, dump in a little bit of sand in here. I'll show you that for a little bit of an example. Let's just say that sometimes we do those things where we're tempted to, once in a while, do something bad. And somebody offers us to do, maybe as you get older, maybe somebody offers to do something with you instead of going to a reading meeting in the evening. Or instead of reading the Bible, or maybe one of your friends at Sunday school wants you to pick on someone with them. Sometimes we do that as kids. We don't like to include everybody, and that can be a little bit hurtful. And that'll be like dumping a little bit of sand in there. Boy, it's hard to see because this bag is so cloudy, but you dump a little bit of sand in there, and now I'm starting to see a little bit of sand in there. However, there are times that we'll slip up a little bit in life and do the wrong thing, but the Lord is gracious in taking us back. But when we fill our lives with Christ, Daniel turned down that gold chain and the nice clothes and the high place of ruling. Rather than dumping that sand in there, he turned it down and again gave an answer to the king that was honoring to God. And so still, you could see a whole lot of rocks in there, and that's what's mostly in this bag here still. Which is something that we have to try to keep in mind ourselves, is to just keep adding things to our lives. Just keep adding these rocks to our lives. Keep memorizing verses. That's something really good that you kids can do. Memorize verses. Learn songs that praise the Lord. When you sing songs at home and praise the Lord, that's like filling your life with things of Christ. When you come to a camp like this, I don't know how you kids feel, but I feel a whole lot better being surrounded by Christians like this. I feel like this is sort of more like filling our lives with Christ. We're like, the room's full here of Christians. There's a whole bunch of them here. And that can help me out in my life, because I feel like I've filled up this whole last week with time spent in the Word, time spent reading my Bible, time spent with other Christians, learning from other people that have read their Bible. It's like, this whole week feels like we've been just adding rocks to the bag like this and not dumping sand in it. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks, it'll be easy to just like reach in and pull up a verse that I heard this week. Because that's what we've been working on. That's what we need to work on in our lives, is filling our lives with Christ. Let's look at another verse in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 4, I think it is. Okay, so you remember when the law was made to not worship any god for Daniel? You guys remember hearing that in the story? And Daniel still made a point to pray three times a day, just as he had before. He decided to, rather than close up the doors of his house and stop praying, rather than putting a little more sand in his bag, he said, no, I'm going to keep praying three times a day. And it's okay if everybody sees it, because he was confident that God would take care of him. And it says that people saw him do that. And it says that, this part here, people sought occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they couldn't find anything. They wanted to get rid of Daniel. These people in the kingdom didn't like Daniel, and they wanted to get rid of him. So it says that they looked, and they decided, we can't find anything in Daniel but things about God. So they looked at Daniel, and this is all they could see was these rocks. Wouldn't that be nice if people could say that about us? You think people could, if somebody wanted to find something wrong with me, you think they could look at me and say, I don't see anything but these rocks that he's been building his life on. All I can see is good things he's done for Jesus. It's a sad thing to say that that's not what my bag looks like, really. I have some sand in my bag, and that's pretty sad to say that. I don't spend all the time like I see in this book of Daniel. I don't do that as much as I should. There's times that I'm given a choice to add sand or rocks to my pile and into my bag. And I make a decision on my own, a conscious decision. I know what I'm doing. And I say, I'll get to the rocks later. I'm going to dump some sand in here. That's pretty sad. There's been times that I've decided where someone says, hey, maybe we should read together. Or maybe we should go to a meeting together. Or go to a conference. We should talk about things in the Bible. Or we should sing some songs, praise Jesus. And I said, I'd rather dump sand in my bag right now. And that's the thing that we really need to watch out for. And like I said, it sometimes can be a little bit hard for kids to do that if you feel like you're just following your parents and going along with what your parents are doing. But you kids can make a decision. You can ask for help. You could choose to hear these Bible stories and to hear about the love of Jesus. And you can choose to add rocks into your bag, build your life upon things that are pleasing to Jesus. And it's certainly something that we all need to do. If I keep filling this thing up, dump a few more of these in here. I'll put another handful in, and another one. Yeah, a few more. This is like really starting to fill our lives with Christ. There's a little bit of sand down there. But here, take a little bit of sand out of there. You get a little sand out of there? You can't. We spent so much time filling this up with rocks. We spent so much time enjoying singing Sunday school songs, and we spent so much time memorizing verses. We do that at home for our Sunday school. We memorize one verse a week, plus sometimes kids will memorize more verses, a whole chapter even. And that's like filling your life with Christ right there. If you're spending time trying to memorize verses, sometimes you don't really have time for anything else. If you're spending time reading the Bible and enjoying, maybe not even going to conferences, you can listen to a lot of conferences online. Most of these meetings from this week are already online that you can listen to. And maybe kids, you don't listen to meetings from conferences, but a lot of conferences have Sunday schools. And you can even ask your parents. And I hope that they would maybe listen to that request. You can ask your parents, say, hey, are there any Sunday school lessons that I can listen to? And that is something that you can do to fill up your life with things of Christ, rather than you put so much stuff in there, you put so much of Christ-like things in there, and maybe there was some things in the past that you've done wrong. Maybe you were dumping some sand into your bag, but like, that's all at the bottom. Aiden tried there, you can't get down to there. It's still there. If he worked hard enough, he could get back to it, get back to that sand. But when we're filling our lives up with Christ like that, that makes a huge difference. And that's what I picture when when all these question and answer meetings that we've had in the last week, there's people in here and that have left already that spent a lot of time filling their lives with Christ. So when a question comes to them, right away they can reach in and pull out one of those rocks. They have so many verses that they've crammed into their heads and talked about so much and made it a real part of their lives. They don't have to, when they hear a question, they don't have to dig around and keep digging and digging and then just pull up a tiny something and then they're like, I remember, I memorized this verse one time. It kind of goes along with it. No. A lot of people really purpose in their hearts to serve the Lord and to get close to Him and to make that a big part of their lives. And then you have all these, you may not have all the answers and you certainly still need to look to the Lord for help and guidance. There's plenty of examples of that in the Bible where people still look to the Lord for help and guidance. But when you fill your life with things of Christ, it's very easy or a lot easier to reach down and pull something up that is pleasing to Him. So we know, just one more time to go back to the story of Daniel. We know that Daniel continued to pray, and he was thrown into the den of lions. And Daniel chapter 6 and verse 16 says, the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. So Daniel had like so many rocks like this that he had had in his life. He had filled his life up with Christ so much that that's what the king could see. So when the king ordered Daniel to be thrown into the den of lions, Daniel's faith had made an impression somewhat on the king. And that's what the king was able to see. And we know that Daniel was saved. And that's really, really wonderful to see that Daniel's life was so full of things for God that that's what others could see in him. And it made an impression on others. And I really hope that we could each be like that, that we could have our lives so full of Christ, so full of scriptural things, things that are pleasing to God, that others would look at us and start to know some answers just by seeing our lives. The king saw Daniel so much and heard from him so much, he knew that God was capable of saving him. And that's a wonderful thing. If somebody can get an answer like that from seeing our lives full of Christ. And then just a sad ending here, just to finish off the story. We can also see right after that, after Daniel was saved from the lions, that he was pulled up out of the lion's den. And those that all they could do in their lives was fill their lives up with sand. So the ones that accused Daniel and wanted to get rid of him, they're just like these bags, this bag of sand, filling their lives with everything pointless, nothing good for Christ. At the end, they were thrown into that den of lions. And not only that, but it's very sad to see that it says that the ones that accused Daniel threw him in, or were thrown in, and their families were thrown into the den of lions. That's a really sad thing. Daniel had an influence on the king somewhat, where the king knew that there would be a good outcome or perhaps he just hoped that there would be a good outcome to Daniel being thrown in the lion's den. These ones that didn't follow God, they dragged down others with them. They were thrown into the lion's den and their families were thrown into the lion's den. The actions that we do not only affect us, but they affect our friends around us. They can affect our whole assembly. They can affect other people that we don't know. These men that were doing the wrong thing dragged their family into the lion's den. We need to be very careful in our lives to not do these things. Fill our lives up with things of Christ so that this is what people see and that they don't just see a bag of sand like this that, as we know, is foolish. The foolish man built his house upon the sand and its house came down, right? But the one that built it on the rock, the ones that will fill their life with Christ, they will be able to survive, and they will be helped in times that they're when they need it. All right, so hopefully you kids at least maybe remember that there are two bags with rocks and sand in them here, and maybe at some point in your life later on you'll recall that, or maybe you'll ask your parents what I was talking about. And I sure hope that for each of us here, that's made some sort of impact on us, just a little visual example. If this thing is full of rocks all the way to the top, it's hard to cram anything else in there. When you have a bag, just an empty bag, you have to choose at the start of your life, or I guess I was picturing at the start of your life you have an empty bag, and you can choose whether to put rocks in it or put sand in it. And it would be wonderful to see everyone here with their lives full of rocks like this, building their life on Christ the rock, and not putting meaningless sand in there. All right, I think that's all I have this morning. We're going to close in prayer. Our God and Father, we give thanks again for the time that we could be together this morning to open up thy word. And we pray that your word would be able to reach our hearts properly. And this lesson has been explained by just a feeble vessel. We pray that thy word would be enter into our hearts, and that it would fill up our lives. And even if my thoughts have been a bit off, we pray that your word would be able to lead us, help us to know how to fill our time with things for the Lord. We give thanks again for the opportunity to fill this whole last week with time learning verses and reading the Bible together, and all the times that we could sing praises together. We have so much to give thanks for, so much to praise you, Lord Jesus, for. We give thanks for, again, that wonderful work done on the cross to pay for our sins, for the suffering that you did so that we don't have to. We give thanks that we can remember you, Lord Jesus, this morning now, in a short time. And we would ask for safe trip back home for so many people today. In Jesus' name, amen.